We have a hell of a week coming up, but the biggest focus here for me is the Union Jordan 4 drop, which is having the they're having their exclusive release on the unionjordanla.com on Saturday, I believe at noon Eastern. I haven't done my countdown clock calculations just yet, but that's going to be a massive release for the sneaker industry. Kind of the last big hype one we had was the Off-White 4s, but I would argue this one's bigger from a cultural standpoint of what it means. You know, Off-White's Off-White, but the Union Jordan 1s, I mean, those are now things of legend at
yeah,
this point.
Especially after, you know, the Jordan 1 and the follow-up and the hype and when they came out, I mean, I was kind of like, what's up with the tongue here? What are you doing? And then I realized,
oh, the fours.
I guess when he was designing it, he loves the fours, but he can't wear them because they cut his shin. Mm. And so he did the fold down for himself, which is cool. And then made it adjustable.
That's dope.
Yeah. And I thought that was super cool. It was a nice little touch and the personalization for him, which was awesome.
Yeah. Which also reminds me, can we like going forward, not make judgment calls over product without seeing official photos and the actual story from the person who designed it? Because yeah. Like, I wasn't really a fan of the tongue, but I was like, well, I don't really care. Like yeah. He clearly has a reason to have done it. So yeah. I'll just fucking live with it.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, he has a good reason, an interesting reason, one that dates, you know, a personal touch to him. And at the same time, he realized it's not going to be for everyone, so you can unstitch it, right? Like, not the end of the fucking world, people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's reserve the snarky Twitter comments for when a product has been officially unveiled by the brand or the designer. But that's not what we're here for. I want to talk about – let's start with the Jordan 1. So the Jordan 1 in 2018, I feel like the reception around it was fairly positive, some mixed reactions. What are you doing? This, you know, yeah. Like not everyone was on board. I mean, the minute I laid my eyes on those things, I was in fucking love.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how you felt about them on kind of around release time.
I thought they were cool. My love for the one was kind of slowing down at that time when it was picking up for everybody else. Like I was starting to look at more vintage stuff. You know, I had that big vintage phase that I was going through. So
yeah,
they hit with me because they had a vintage vibe to them.
Yeah.
And that's why they started to really grow on me, even though my love for the one was dying down a bit at the time.
Right. Yeah. And you know, it's the sneaker industry in the last 2 years has drastically changed since the 2018, I believe November release of the Union ones. I mean, completely different. I remember, you know, I got my pair early, a couple of days early. Shout out to the plug.
Yeah, the plug.
Jordan Brand for making that happen. And I was just like blown away from the craftsmanship and quality, the attention to detail, to everything they've done. Yeah. And obviously was very excited to get my hands on the other pair. Yes. So the Union exclusive pair in this situation was the Storm Blue. Mm-hmm. The black toe, the red and black pair was it released worldwide, but at very few stores. So yeah,
barely.
Yeah. So the reason I bring that up is because I remember the chat about it being, oh, the Union exclusive pair is going to be so limited. I have to have that one. Yeah. I got to get that one. Yeah. Right. And that was being dictated by the fact that people thought there would be less of them. Wrong. The stock was very equal. It's just the way it was distributed was different. Obviously Union kept all the pairs for themselves. The other pair got distributed worldwide. And, you know, we're now at the point where, and resale has always been important, like as far as dictating kind of the story and the demand around something. Cause I mean, you can't cut around the fact that if you see something is listed for $2,000, it makes you want it a little bit more.
Get a little interested in it for sure.
Your perspective changes. It clouds our judgment. It happens all the time. So yeah, the Jordan 1s right now, they have ballooned in price. I think they're over $2,000 each at this point.
Yeah, they are.
USD. So,
yeah,
you know, stock has dwindled. The last dance hype has increased people's search for ones and, you know, they're worth a lot.
Yeah.
I bring that up because obviously it's going to dictate how people feel about the fours and whether they want to buy them, how resellers look at it, average consumers look at it. And ultimately, as much as people shit on the fours when the photos first came out, everyone's going to want them. Everyone's going to be crying owl and crying wolf when they miss out.
Yeah.
So, you know, it sucks that resale is going to play a factor into that.
Yeah, and it's one of those ones where your friends who aren't even into sneakers are talking about it, so you know it's going to be one of those ones, right?
Right, and that's the problem with the industry right now is like throw a raffle entry in, quick lotto ticket, make potentially $1,000. I don't think these resell for that much. We can talk about that, but going into the release, what do you expect? What would you bet Nike did with the stock levels around this? Considering the ones were obviously a hit and it's the Jordan one, do you think they produced, let's say, just as many pairs of the fours as they did the ones, less or more? How do you think they reacted to the market and demand?
Well, given to what I'm seeing for the big release in September and who's going to get it, like top retailers, it's definitely bigger. There's no doubt in my mind. And then adding the two additional sneakers like the Zoom 92 and the Delta Mid as like a consolation prize, realistic or to like, not a lot of people are going to fall in love with that and go for it right away, right? But to be part of the moment, you know, I would take it gladly as a consolation prize. I would love I'd take a Delta Mid, no problem, right?
Oh, I'm copping the Delta, no consolation. I want the Delta, right?
Yeah, I mean, only you can, you're only good enough to cop two. I'm trying to go for one.
Yeah, I might get the whole set in one cart.
Yeah, and just blast it online,
the DP checkout. Yeah, so I think that's how I feel as well. I mean, they're not stupid, right? No. They, you know, they need to protect the aura and the mystique around a Union collab, but they know they can sell more than they did before. And they don't have to be as protective of the four as they do of the one.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would expect it to be more stock. So, you know, that's kind of, you know, begs the question is like, how good is the four? Do you think it's, I mean, it's not better than the one. I think everyone agrees with that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. 100%. The one is the one though, right? It hits.
Right. Right. And I've been very vocal about the fact that I don't like the black pair. I don't like the clear strap on the black pair. It just seems off for me. Whereas like the guava pair with the clear strap, it flows better for me. And that's the pair that I want. Don't mind the tongue, but you know.
Well, are you going to roll the tongue up or what? What are you going
to
do?
I think I'm going to leave it down just because that's how he wants to. That's his story. And I appreciate that. I don't mind it being down at all. I think it's kind of cool. I've got plenty of fours that have the tongue up.
That's like, true, actually.
It's not a big deal.
I think you just sold me too.
Yeah. I mean, like it's his vision, right? Like I'm not going to.
Yeah, no fair.
And maybe, I don't know, maybe one day I'll get annoyed of it, but for now I'm going to leave it as it is personally. So yeah, this Saturday is the UnionJordanLA.com release.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are just ready to take an L and complain. And I mean, that's not the reality around this, right? There's a lot of good things that are going to happen around this release. Obviously,
for sure.
Tons of fucking demand.
Yeah.
Like this is not a GR, right?
No.
This is the one of the unicorn drops of the year that can really define your collection if you acquire it for retail, right?
That's a statement.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're here for, right? That's why Soul Savvy exists, is to enable consumers like our members and our followers to buy hype shoes for retail, and no one hits it 100%. But, you know, I'm feeling confident going into this week because of kind of what I know around the drop. And I expect Union to have lots of pairs up, and I expect them to have bot protection and all that good stuff. So,
I mean, for 2018, you had us prepared. Like I was kind of catching up, right, with everything that you were teaching, and I was able to cop. I was sitting in the bathtub,
on your fucking on my phone, in a tub,
and I was just like, "Yo, I copped!" Like, and I was looking at our cop section. I'm like, "Holy smokes!" Like we were so small back then, right?
Yeah.
But it was lit up with cops. I was shocked. And you know, kudos to you for having us so prepared for that. It was amazing.
Right. And I feel like we have a better chance now. Well, you know, a lot has changed, but I think with the right measures in place around bot protection, it should still be a good Saturday. I don't think everyone's going to hit, you know, we're not going to have every single member grab a pair, but I think the odds are really in our favor, which is why I'm doing, you know, the member only training on Thursday night. Today is
gonna be great.
Monday. We're recording this. We're doing a, you know, 90 minute members only session, and we're going to kind of guide you guys through everything from, you know, step one of password protection to checkout and what everything could look along the way and the dynamics of that release. Cause I want to make sure everyone's prepared. Cause hey, we did in 2018. We've had good success this year. There's been some ups and downs. You know, there's releases are wonky all the time. Kobe dropped.
Oh my God.
Yesterday is a complete disaster that I'm not even going to get into because it's not worth the energy.
Nope.
I blame Nike, but I also can't blame them at the same time.
Because we love you.
Yeah. And it's going to be interesting. I think a lot of people on social media complain about bots being the problem. And I think while there's times when bots can be a big issue, specifically on Foot Locker and Foot Locker Incorporated company websites.
Let's not get into this one.
Yeah, but like on a Shopify drop, like Eric Emanuel, Kith, Livestock, Haven, like bots aren't working. Like I'm popping into these like bot discords and chat groups and memberships and shit. Quiet. And like these people are literally like on Instagram, they will promote, be like, oh, join my cook group, $60, $100 a month, we'll help you cook, yada, yada, yada. Like I went into one and read their release guide around the Sambas and it was literally like, good luck, Sneakers bot doesn't work, Shopify bots don't really work, get your entries in, good luck, hope you cop. Like, you know, these bots and resellers, like they're not having an easy time. And I'm looking forward to Saturday to see, like, the fact that someone with like a couple $100 or a couple $1,000 bot is going to have to do a manual purchase like you and me is, it's hilarious. I love it. I'm all for it.
Probably don't even have autofill set up.
No, they'll figure that shit out. So I'm really excited for Saturday to help everyone succeed and see more pairs go into the hands of actual sneakerheads and actual collectors who want to rock their shoes and all that good stuff.
Did you do a video from 2018 on your cops?
No. 2018, we didn't do that around that. So then August 29th, it's the Union exclusive drop. The Guavas are exclusive to Union. Some of the clothing might be. And then on September 30th, we're getting a release at Tier Zero Boutiques Worldwide. So that's going to be of the black pair, the non-Guava pair. I believe I saw the clothing in... I believe 32 pieces of the clothing is also going to release on the 30th.
Is it 32 pieces?
I believe 32 pieces. Yeah, that's what I saw.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was a lot of items. Oh. And so a lot of the clothing should also release worldwide, maybe different colors. So I'm trying to get some clarity around that. But people are going to have two chances. Because again, by the end of September, I expect more improvement to bot protection, more changes in just things to help the average consumer succeed at stop bots.
Yeah.
The difference of 2020 and, you know, of a 2015 in sneaker release is just a lot more people are paying attention. People who just had no idea about any sneakers are now like, oh, interesting.
Yeah. Grandma and grandpa are on board now.
Yeah. Whether it's the, you know, a reseller or someone who's just getting into sneakers for the first time, like the amount of people who are, you know, just starting their sneaker collections in the last, you know, 12 to 16 months is growing. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just bringing more people into the fold. And I think the industry needs like a couple more years to realize what proper stock levels will look like going forward, right? Because it's, when we've talked about this, there's a fine balance of how much to make so that it sells out and it still has demand and, you know, it doesn't have to go on sale and all that, all that, that headache around figuring out really supply and demand. It's tough.
There's people who toss and turn every night trying to think of this.
Yeah.
And it's so impossible. It's just, you know, being an allocator many years ago, you know, you struggle with who to give it to, how many do they deserve, what's their reach, you know, what can this shop do, what can they give me back, you know, it's such a hard decision to make as well.
Yeah, it is. And when you're a massive company like Nike and you have one of your most famous athletes pass away in a tragedy and you have all this product you have to release that you then pull from shelves, and like Nike couldn't insert more Kobe's into the production line this year, especially with COVID, right? And in a you know 6 month turnaround, so they literally released Kobe's as if he was still alive, and people kind of half-ass wanted a Kobe 5 Pro Tro.
Yeah,
that's what happened this week, and it sucks. It's not fun. Yeah. It's hard to navigate that world, especially from the perspective of a big company that's like, you know, I think you said it in one of the last podcasts, right?
Yeah. Once it's rolling, you can't stop. You can't print. There's no stop button with Nike. This needs to come out tomorrow button either, unfortunately, right? That's the problem.
Yeah.
If it's on, it's on. If it's off, it's off.
Yeah. So before we end here, what would you bet your resale prediction is for the fours? After Let's see, in 30 days after the September 30th release, what would you bet price to sell lab?
Question for you. Bought that Air Jordan 1 Union for your wife.
Yeah.
And it was a friends and family, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a sample pair out of Portland. I bought it at Index.
$1,200?
No, God, no. No, no, no.
But you bought it early, no?
I bought it December or January.
I thought you bought it when we were there for the first time in 2018.
Yeah, so they released in November. I think we went to Portland in December or January for a game, and I grabbed her a pair. I believe I paid $550 for her pair.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, $550. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Resale for the ones was like $550, $650. Like, it wasn't very high. I mean, let me backtrack. It was high, but it's not high to like the absurd standards that are being set in 2020 with these drops that are going 10x within release week. So
I think it settles around $850-$900 after 30 days, to be honest.
So you still think pushing a GUS?
I think so, man. Just because people want it, right?
Yeah.
Give it a year. It could really duck down if people start figuring out that, hey, there was 150,000 pairs.
Yeah.
For that release, it's possible it could dip to seven.
I'm going to say, and probably being too optimistic, but I'm going to say 600 to 750 US.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm thinking pushing 3x retail, but not 2x retail. But we'll see. It's been a weird, resale prices this year are out of control for those kind of unicorn releases that you see only a couple times a year. So,
and that's the problem, right? It 2 years, it could settle again, right? But the one has just kept climbing and climbing.
Right. And that's going to, I think I saw bids at 1500 right now in stock. So I'm like, you people are stupid. Like, yeah,
that's crazy, man.
No one has a pair. Only person putting a pair on StockX right now is someone who has a direct connection to Union, who knows they can get a pair and for sure and wants to flip it. It's the only situation that anyone has that shit listed.
Yeah.
So don't buy early. We always say this to members. It's like, don't buy early pre-release. Don't buy within a couple of days of release. You got to find that sweet spot.
And I always say too, you can just go on to the next one. There's always something better. And
wait. A lot of dope fours and threes this year. I mean, shit, as soon as Union's done, we got Fragment in 2 weeks in between the other Union drop. So
yeah, it's looking good. The rest of the year is looking really good.
Yeah. It's going to be a very busy end to 2020. I'm stoked. I'm excited, but it's going to be a lot of hard work.
A lot of work.
Yeah. Cool. That's it for the Union 4 drop. We'll be back next week to probably recap what the hell happened and were we right in any way about what we said. So
very interesting.
We'll connect on that next week.